Good morning, Tallahassee. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday. Glad you've tuned in. Brian Cerny with you. Glad that we've had a chance to talk with all kinds of interesting people lately. And we've got one of those very interesting people, JT Burnett, will be with us talking about Imagine Tallahassee and what's going on around town. Tim Linnefelt will be in the studio talking sports with the Linnefelt Sports Report. So stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Robert Sand Company, providing soil, mulches, compost, rock, and gravel for homeowners and businesses for 50 years, and by Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive for accessories, detailing, and window tinting for your car or truck.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for
Folks, the backup camera system has become a standard in most of the new vehicles, and you don't have to buy a new vehicle in order to have the safety and protection of the standard. Come in to Truck and Car Concepts. We can install a backup camera system that's going to give you the safety and protection for $399 and up.
Everything is here from A to Z.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Peter.
Wow, you really going after those carrots?
Yeah, so?
Well, you gotta slow down.
Oh, no. You're right.
Must be the Roberts.
What? Roberts?
Yeah, Roberts Topsoil and Compost.
Farmer Brown is a genius.
Grow your garden with the best from Roberts Sand Company. Call 576-1414 or click robertssand.com. Do the Roberts.
So here we are on a Saturday morning, 93.3, Freedom 93, our home station here in Tallahassee. Glad you're with us. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, and enjoying the fact that at this time of the year and in this time that is our season for change and for growth as a community, we have something called Imagine Tallahassee that has come about largely because of the work that J.T. Burnett and his partner Kim Rivers have done in pulling this organization together and really trying to pull all of us together in a manner that keeps us in the conversation, and that conversation focused upon what we imagine Tallahassee could be, might be. So a very simple question. When you and I are sitting with our children, with our families, and we say, what would we like Tallahassee to be in the next 5, 10, 20 years? Well, what's the answer to that? Well, Imagine Tallahassee, it seems, has done the initial part of that work by engaging us in conversation. And they've had a couple of community forums that was the first step this last Monday and Tuesday, the Monday night at Bethlehem E, and then Tuesday they were at City Hall. And in those forums, the conversations were, I attended the Monday night, the conversations were about things like jobs and poverty and the quality of life, the quality of the environment, things like water management and investing in startup businesses, all kinds of things that came to the fore. But I'll tell you, from my point of view, there is a more fundamental question at stake. And while we all have our own maybe individual perspective as to how we'd like Tallahassee to be, I think we have to ask the question, who are we? And we have to be in that business of pursuing that answer. Because without a vision, the Bible says, the people will perish. So we got to know who we are. Yeah, we can look across the country at various places, Austin, Texas, and Madison, Wisconsin, Louisville, large and small communities that have done well in identifying who they are, New Orleans, San Francisco. But who is Tallahassee? If that's grammatically incorrect, the point is, who are we as a community and what defines us? Are we simply a college town? Are we a state capital? Where do we go from this point? And are we, as one advertising airline is saying currently, if you've seen the ads for Delta, we cannot embrace the future if we cling to the past. We can celebrate the past to some degree, it seems to me. But if the largest festival we celebrate annually is all about our history, well, where is the envisioning? Where is the imagining? Where is the forward thinking that says this is what we want to become? And we start by beginning that celebration of what we really have to work with. And I think that comes up out of our own individual ideas, our families, our neighborhoods. So rather than us having maybe a couple of festivals a year, maybe we have street parties and we have mini festivals every weekend. Somewhere in town, there's a place for you and I to go and mingle and enjoy and share. Well, that's my point of view. I'd be very much interested in hearing your point of view. One way to do that is to express your comments on our Facebook page. So be sure to do that today. You can go to Facebook, Tallahassee Talks, and comment on today's show. JT Burnett will be with us, and we are going to enjoy hearing about what he is doing in this great project, Imagine Tallahassee. And we have in studio our very own Tim Linnefelt, who has joined us with the Linnefelt Sports Report. We're going to learn all about what's going on with Florida State baseball and golf. So we are talking to the good, the wonderful, the intelligent, and well-informed Tim Linnefelt. He's in the studio today, folks. The Linnefelt Sports Report. Tim, what is going on, sir?
Man, all kinds of stuff.
We are glad to have you with us.
I'm really glad to be here.
Back here again, telling us about Florida State baseball, talking a little little collegiate golf.
Yeah, man.
Maybe some big leagues, the biggies, the biggers.
Dude, whatever you feel like, man. It's a pretty exciting time as far as late May is concerned. You got Florida State and the ACC tournament. They'll wrap up pool play today, kind of with an eye on regionals starting next week. They'll be home for the regional for sure, which is kind of an annual tradition around here. It's been a few years since Florida State hasn't been home for a regional, and certainly it seems that, you know, nine out of 10 years or so seems to be the ratio for them. It's a pretty impressive run. And they're still waiting. It'll be tomorrow night when they get to the selection show for the NCAA baseball tournament, whether or not Florida State gets one of those coveted what they call top 8 national seeds, which guarantees home field advantage through the first two or all the way up to Omaha. So if they get that, they'll be playing at home, and as long as they keep winning, they won't go anywhere until they go to the College World Series. So obviously they want to go ahead and make that happen, try to get a win today. It won't be easy. They will play Virginia, who is one of the top 10 teams in the country, swept Florida State at Virginia earlier this year. So a little it'll be a challenge for them, but I think the guys are probably also, you know, maybe looking forward to getting one on these guys and kind of getting a positive taste in their mouths going into the regionals. So it's a fun time for the baseball team. This is kind of the time when people who maybe don't pay attention to baseball for the rest of the year, this is when they do, and when the postseason comes. So should be a fun couple of weeks.
FSU golf, they're doing some stuff.
Yeah, man, it's pretty fun. I was out there last week at the NCAA Tallahassee Regional, which is basically the first round of the NCAA tournament. And the way that works is the top 5 teams, I think there's 13 teams from around the country are at different sites. This is, not 13 teams total, but I guess around 60 total. And the top 5 from each one advance after 3 days of golf. And Florida State finished 3rd in that regional. So they were a little disappointed because they wanted to win. I think they felt that they could win it altogether. But as Coach Trey Jones said to me after the final day, he said, look, 1st and 5th pay the same. Yeah, it's about surviving in advance. And so now Florida State will be off to Atlanta this week. I think that begins the 28th for the NCAA championships. And they think they can win it. They think they can really make some noise up there. And the neat thing for Florida State is they have a nice mix of seniors that have been there before, or seniors been there before. Their best player is probably a sophomore, which is kind of cool. And then they have two freshmen in their top five. So a lot of young guys that are really making a contribution while also, you know, having a guy who's a senior who's sort of been through the war, so to speak. So I'll be interested to see what they do up there. And obviously, anytime you know some of those sports, you know, your golf and softball, as I should have touched on them, is also in a super regional this weekend, trying to go to the Women's College World Series. You know, the sports that maybe don't get as much attention throughout the year, you know, this is when the rubber meets the road, when they're competing for national championships, and that certainly should be of interest to any FSU fan.
Keeping us plugged in. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate your help.
Thank you, Brian.
The Linnefelt Sports Report with Tim Linnefelt, our very own, brought to you by Shaw's Athletics, where you can get the right shoe just for you. They're there at Market Square on Timber Lane Road. Shaw's Athletics. Doctors recommend them. The 25th Annual Tallahassee Builders Association Saltwater Fishing Tournament is coming up June 8th at the Caribou Boat Club. Thousands of dollars in cash and prizes will be awarded. This is your invitation to register now. The TBA provides leadership and professionalism within the building industry through education, advocacy, and community involvement. And TBA members love to give back to the community they've helped build. So join the fun. The TBA Saltwater Fishing Tournament, Saturday, June 8th in Caribou. Register online now at tallyba.com. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning, 93.3 FM, Freedom 93 in Tallahassee, our home station for this show we love to do so much, talking about all the things that make Tallahassee such a special place to live. And you know what? You, my friend, are one of those people that make Tallahassee such a special place because of your involvement in what you're doing in your part of the world, your part of the county, your part of the city. Making this community a little bit different. And so in today's show, we're going to look at how Tallahassee is different, how we are finding our way in the world. And we have a very good friend and a friend of the city, J.T. Burnett, has joined us to talk about Tallahassee finding its spot on the wall. J.T., how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Brian.
We're glad you're here.
Happy to be here.
It is remarkable that you have, with all you go to and all that you come from, found your way here and have found time for us to have just a few minutes with you. It must be for you a bit of a rush. You look at all that's happened in such a short period of time, relatively. I mean. And for those of you folks who don't know Mr. Burnett, he is one of the partners with Hunter and Harp Holding Company, responsible for things like the Hotel Duval, the Front Porch, Midtown Filling Station, Alchemy, Recess. It's part of the College Town effort. Wow, that's a mouthful right there. But that doesn't finish out the story. You've got your hands in so many different things, working with so many different people and projects at various levels. If I were to ask you, where do you think Tallahassee's place is? Where are we headed? How do we find our place in the world?
Well, Brian, I tell you, I travel a lot, and I've never seen resources so pent up as they are pent up in Tallahassee that are not currently working together. And if they can kind of come together and find their spot on the wall together,
yeah,
and where they kind of, we as a community can figure out what target we're aiming at and work together to do that. I mean, nobody's better armed with the resources to accomplish that than this community.
So in the words of Vincent Hunt, who has been with us recently, he talks about silos, just a lot of silos, talent and energy and ideas that are sort of stored up, and that's what you're referring to.
Oh, absolutely.
How do we get those unleashed? How do we get the people and the ideas connected?
Well, that's kind of the goal of Imagine Tallahassee, is looking at more of a community-wide involvement, right, and trying to figure that out. It's hard to answer a question that you don't immediately know the answer to. Uh-huh. And this takes a process to get there. It takes everybody coming together and having a discussion. right?
Yeah.
And good ideas typically always come to the top if you give those a fair chance.
Let's go after Hotel Duval as an example of that. I mean, here's a structure that had been around for a while, had changed hands a couple of times, had changed names, and you brought it back to Hotel Duval. And tell us how that all came about. Where did that come from in your mind?
Well, at the time, I didn't have this slogan in my mind, but Jim Murdaugh has said this, and I think this is really the process we went through with Hotel Duval. And what Jim Murdaugh says is that you do not let the urgent override the important. Huh. With Hotel Duval, we had a set budget to accomplish something. Okay, we had an old structure with all kind of infrastructure problems, infrastructure with the electrical, plumbing, mechanical. We could have spent all of our budget. The building could have looked the same, and all of those things, the urgent things, could have been fixed.
Huh.
But what we knew was more important is that Hotel Duval had to be a destination. It had to be a place. That became the spot on the wall for us with Hotel Duval. And what we made decisions related to our budget is that we built a rooftop bar and conference area. Well, 35 or 40% of our budget was spent just on accomplishing that task, right? But you take Hotel Duval today, that's what makes it unique. That's what makes it different. Now, were we able to upgrade the mechanical system to the latest and greatest like we would have liked to, or the electrical system? No, we had to deal with some inferior issues. But here's the great thing. The revenue generated by being a successful place and hitting that spot on the wall has now allowed us to accomplish all of those things.
Mm.
If we would have just let the urgent override the important, Hotel Duval would be closed today. Hmm. It wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter if all of those things were fixed, right?
And for you, that where does that inspiration come from? How did you come to even consider that as an enterprise? How would you have said, "Oh gosh, you know, we need to renovate this building"? I mean, you mentioned Jim Murdaugh. Were there people around you at the time that said, "Look, man, you really need to fix this AC and the electrical"? Did you have to push back and say, "No, we're gonna go this other direction"?
Well, you know, you're sitting there. The initial intent with Hotel Duval was never for it to be what it is today.
Really?
I think Hotel Duval was purchased somewhere around the end of 2006. You know, there was a small budget, you know, I think roughly $2 million for renovations for Hotel Duval. And then the intent was to reposition it back to a Radisson and sell it. You're sitting there looking at, you know, in the depths of 2007. And I've always believed one thing. In good markets, you don't have to make good decisions. Okay? Believe me, a lot of decisions are just by happenstance. When nothing's going down, it doesn't matter good or bad decisions, everything's going up. Okay? When you take a bad market like we were dealing with from 2007, right? There's only two people that usually survive. It's the cheapest and the best, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what we knew is that we couldn't be the cheapest. There was no way, right? And the cheapest is always in a position to be replaced by the next cheapest. And all that decision to be the cheapest can be made instantaneous, right? If I decide to sell my product cheaper than you, I can make that decision today and execute on it tomorrow, right? But if I'm the best, right, it takes years to overcome and be better, right? That's not a task that you can accomplish just by a thought within your mind, right, and making one decision. Being the best is a group of decisions that get you to a point that gives you a competitive advantage that is very difficult for the competition to overcome.
In doing that, were you involved in many other projects at that same time, or was this sort of a solo effort on your part? Had you already been involved in other business before even getting involved in looking at Hotel Duval or looking at Hunter and Hart?
Well, you know, I think the number is always changing depending on what we're buying or selling, but I think we own 14 or so different companies in different industries. I'm very fortunate to have some absolutely amazing partners that are able to provide the insight that I'm able to see, you know, all the pros and cons, the good and bad decisions that we make in this full cross-section of businesses, and are able to provide that information to each individual one of those from the entire collective.
So there's a synergy there that you all benefit from.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
So for those of us who may not fly at that elevation, we're working in a smaller environment, yet the collaborative idea is valuable. If I have two or three other business owners that I'm meeting with on a regular basis, and I'm gleaning from them their experience, you would point to that and say, be careful. That's where you want to pay attention.
Oh, absolutely.
Listen and learn from their experience. Talking with JT Burnett, a partner with Hunter and Harp Holding Company in Tallahassee. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, Magnolia.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Hey, you're looking pretty good there. You've been doing the Roberts, right?
Yeah, hey, and I can't thank you enough, you know. I haven't felt this good in years. I mean, I'm putting out roots and leaves I didn't know I had in me. And look at these blossoms, huh?
I'm telling you, it's the Roberts. Hey, that's great, Mac. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, and you know, I think everybody ought to be doing the Roberts. I mean, it's not just good for guys like us, but, you know, for everybody, right?
Have you seen Camellia lately?
Hi, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Do your flowers, plants, and trees a favor with the best organic topsoil, compost, and mulch from Roberts Sand Company. Ask for it by name at your local nursery or call 576-1414 or click robertssand.com. Do the Roberts.
Actually, I'm really just here to get educated about what they have going on. I'm unfamiliar. I've seen the advertisements, so I'm just trying to get an idea of what they have going on and what they're expecting.
So we're talking about Tallahassee and its development and so many things going on simultaneously. We have JT Burnett helping us sort all that out and telling us about a project that has been initiated through his efforts and those of people who are like-minded. JT, you've just told us about the 14 or so businesses that you have some involvement in personally, and obviously then not on a day-to-day basis. You're not involved in the operations of those things. I know one of your strong points that you try to encourage other folks to do is this business of delegation, getting people around you who then implement those things that need to be done, and you're able to be at a distance working on the business rather than working in it. Often said among people who are successful. So when you look at what Tallahassee's doing as a community, are we doing things in a manner that you think will work, given your business background? Are we doing it the way that you would do it if you were trying to run this like a business, I guess?
Well, what happens is, right, is that, you know, I never really thought about it this way, Brian, but you kind of make me think about it as an interesting way. What Tallahassee is a group of a bunch of very successful businesses, right? Mm-hmm. And all of those businesses in their own silo are extremely successful. But who, right, in our community is there to help orchestrate all of that, right, to not just see where the individual pieces are, but where we are going as overall as the community.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean, everybody knows what our huge, incredible assets are, right? But how are they working together with that spot on the wall?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel very fortunate that I'm able to provide that to the group of businesses that I'm involved in. But you know, that's been a real strain in our community. And currently, you know, there's no one current leadership or even group of leaders that basically are taking on that task of saying, you know, how do we use all of our resources to move the needle?
Yeah.
And I will tell you, in our organization, it is, I mean, I'm able to basically look at all of those pieces together and piece them together to help the whole move in a direction. And I'll tell you, the movement of the whole is surely a help to all the individual pieces of the business.
Well, in fact, do you think that we are in possession of that, let's call it oversight, you know, the ability to see from a meta level? Are we also engaged in our own enterprise, whatever that might be? And it could be a for-profit business. It could be an association. It could be government. It could be a football team, you know. But we all are beholden to the plow that we're strapped to. So it doesn't really give us that ability to step back. So then is it fair to say, as an organization, is trying to do that? It's trying to get us a bit away from our day-to-day or even those things that are more critical to us and say, let's get a broader view. Let's get a bigger picture.
Well, Brian, you just completely explained what Imagine Tallahassee is all about.
Okay, folks. Well, we're done for today, and thank you for tuning in. No, I'm just glad that I've been able to say everything for you. Yeah. That's my job. It's just put words in your mouth. Sorry about that. But seriously, there's a kind of passion there that I'm reading when I've talked with you about this. That seems to push you past your own business concerns. And my God, I mean, it's not like you don't have some stuff to do.
Well, the majority of things that we do, Brian, are quite frankly outside of our community. You know, this is a real passion for me related to the community. I mean, Hotel Duval was, you know, a side project for us.
Really?
You know, Front Porch. You know, these aren't pieces of our core business. These are pieces that are passion pieces for our community, right?
Wow.
And being able to see all that locked up potential in our community and not see it move forward, Imagine Tallahassee is that opportunity for all of those stakeholders, not only the stakeholders that are on the steering committee, but the community as a whole, to come together and us figure out who we want to be.
Well, let's talk about that. So what makes Imagine Tallahassee, let's say, different than KCCI or Village Square or the EDC or the Chamber? You know, seems to me we've got lots of other organizations out there that are supposed to be in the business of helping us find this spot on the wall we're talking about. What would you say makes Envision that different? How do we translate what you're saying into participation for the average person?
Well, Imagine Tallahassee is, right, being tied to Blueprint, has resources.
Okay. Blueprint to, what's it?
I don't know that it's actually been given a title yet, okay. But the referendum for the sales tax.
Okay.
We can all sit around here, Brian, and come up with great ideas, and we can sit here and come up with a great plan.
Yeah.
And we'll write it down with no resources to fortify it, and we'll go put it on the shelf and talk about 10 years ago, how we talked about that 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
The difference is this. There's actually dollars in this area to fortify a direction. Okay. People aren't interested in coming and having a conversation that doesn't have the ability, or they can't put their hands on how, even if we come up with it, it's going to move forward. Okay. That it's just another discussion, right? This is an opportunity for people to come together and make real change, and there's resources at the end of it to accomplish that. Now, a lot of people come to me and say, you know, what projects or what do you see coming out of Imagine Tallahassee? You can't have a project discussion until you figure out where you want to go, who you want to be. Once we figure out who we want to be, then we start figuring out projects, how to accomplish that. But it's too early in the conversation. I tell anybody, I said, if you're coming to Imagine Tallahassee today, bringing a project, you've totally missed what Imagine Tallahassee is about. Because how can you come with your story about a project if you don't know where we're going, right? I mean,
so Imagine is about the discovery process, and it's a collective effort. It's not just the 300 or 400 people who happen to show up at a given meeting, right?
Yeah. Okay. And I'll say one of the things that I'm probably most proud of, Curtis Richardson said that out of all of his life here in Tallahassee, he said, this is the most diverse group of stakeholders that he has ever experienced within this community.
How is it related to some of these other groups? And I mentioned the Chamber of Commerce particularly. Are they invested in this, or how do you relate to even a group like KCCI or Town and Gown?
Oh, well, all of those are players, right?
Okay.
So the steering committee, their goal is not to basically just provide direction. Their part of their responsibility is to bring the broader community into the conversation.
I see.
Right? And what their responsibilities related to as their whole stakeholder group is to go out, you know, if the chamber, you know, they got to bring KCCI, they got to bring Town and Gown. They've got a responsibility to bring all of those conversations together, right? But what we can't do is just have one small group bringing the same group of people in. We've got to get a broader spectrum and have them take a next step level and make it broader even beyond them.
Talking with our good friend JT Burnett, and you are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with us. The 25th Annual Tallahassee Builders Association Saltwater Fishing Tournament is coming up June 8th at the Caribou Boat Club. Thousands of dollars in cash and prizes will be awarded. This is your invitation to register now. The TBA provides leadership and professionalism within the building industry through education, advocacy, and community involvement. And TBA members love to give back to the community they've helped build. So join the fun. The TBA Saltwater Fishing Tournament, Saturday, June 8th in Caribou. Register online now at tallyba.com. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We're talking with JT Burnett and Imagine Tallahassee. What a great name, too. Imagine Tallahassee, because it is a sort of instructive. It's telling us that we can all imagine the Tallahassee that we might envision as part of our future. So we really are in the business of creating for ourselves the community we want. And you mentioned this idea earlier, the notion that there are talents and resources and ideas and that are siloed, that are sort of backlogged and lacking the collaboration, the cooperation, right? So that strikes a chord with me, because I have forwarded this idea that we are victims of our own agrarian history. When we go back 100 years and look at the fact that Leon County, let's just say, was dominated by an agrarian economy that was divided up into plantations. And so this plantation mentality carries forward in these little conclaves of ideas, of money, of control, of resource. And not that there's anything wrong with it. Heck, it worked 100 years ago. But think about that. You know, I own the property. I have people who work the land, but it's mine and they're mine. And everything that I do is about me maintaining my enterprise. And what you sow, what you reap, how you sell it, how you do whatever you do on your little turf, that's your business, right? So we've maintained that sort of thinking. And you've got educational institutions that each have their own turf. You've got political entities that have their own turf. And businesses and churches and even in the media. Man, if I get more than one radio station involved in promoting an event, oh my gosh. You know, if I go to a one TV broadcaster, I've got to agree to bar every other TV station if I'm going to have them as a media sponsor. Well, that seems to fly in the face of this notion. We really are in this thing together. And if we were to release those resources, if we were to get involved in a conversation like what you're encouraging us to do with Imagine Tallahassee, what might be up ahead for us? What might we discover? You know, are we Austin, Texas? Should we try to be like Austin, Texas, or Madison, Wisconsin, or Louisville? Or should we really find out who we are? So what's the next step? How do I get involved in the conversation? What does Imagine Tallahassee encourage me to do?
Well, Brian, I think you kind of asked me three questions, and I'm going to kind of answer them kind of independently.
Okay.
I think you're absolutely right on, you know, when you got a plantation, you know, typically in those plantations, everybody lives on those plantations. They kind of work there, and it's kind of your piece. Mm-hmm. In this, mm-hmm. you know, in this world, right, you know, I'm just going to use FSU as an example. I'm not picking on them for any reason. Mm. You know, not all the students live there. Not all the faculty live there, right?
Right.
It's a much broader view of the community
right.
in that it's not just what those borders look like. Mm-hmm. It's what beyond those borders look like, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I mean, in any institution, success or failure is all based on you recruiting the best and brightest talent, mm-hmm. okay? Well, FSU, right? And again, I'm not picking on FSU for any reason. I'm just using them as an example because mm-hmm. I think they're important. I think they're a huge asset to our community. When they come in and recruit the best and the brightest, they're not just making a decision on whether I'm going to work at FSU. They're making a decision on whether I'm going to live in this community.
Right.
Right? And if you're the leader at FSU, you have to look beyond those borders of just that campus to understand that you need the entire tide to rise, right? To be able to help your institution. Mm-hmm. And it's not saying by any means that you should turn and devote 100% of your resources, right, to rising the tide. Mm-hmm. But if everybody will contribute 2 or 3% or whatever of their resources and focus, mm-hmm. not even dollars, in trying to make a rising tide, all boats come up with a rising tide.
Well, here's a good example. When Bob Enzer has been with us talking about Performing Arts Center, and people say, why would we need a performing arts center? We have Ruby Diamond Auditorium. Well, that's an FSU property, and it's intended for primarily, rightly so, the students of Florida State University. And yet, when a private group needs a facility, a venue that can accommodate the symphony or opera or any sort of repertory presentation, you know, the Tallahassee Community Chorus performs there. Well, it's difficult because the calendar doesn't lend itself. You know, the availability is not there. So Enzer looks at that and says, well, see, that's where the rub is, because we've, as a community, relied upon or have rested upon FSU providing for us in this way, in so many different ways. And his argument is, we're one of three state capitals that don't have a performing arts center, and the other two are North and South Dakota. So why is that the case? And is that an example of where we're sort of locked into this old way of thinking that, you know, we're here just to kind of work the fields, work the land, and someone else is in charge? Seems to me, you've got a couple of events coming up with Imagine. The 20th and the 21st are these community forums. The first one is on the 20th at 5:30 at Bethel AME. And then you've got a 2 o'clock at the county. Is it the county courthouse or
I think
city
it's
hall?
City.
City hall, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And what are those all about? And how does that play into this discussion portion of the effort?
Well, that's getting everybody engaged and asking them and kind of better understanding what their Tallahassee story is, huh. right? I mean, part of it is, you know, what are your current resources and where are you going, right? At the end of the day, what draws people here? What Is there something that we're missing about ourselves that actually is what, you know, is really kind of who we are, but we can't figure out how to say it, yeah. Right? What brings us here? What makes us love Tallahassee, right? We need to understand what our existing report card is, right?
Okay.
And gather that existing report card from people that are here, all the other economic data that's available to us, to where we can even start the discussion about where we want to go, right? We got to know where we are.
Yeah.
Right? So these forums are kind of starting that baseline of where are we? How do you feel about the community? Now, let me say this. There's a lot of pieces of those forums also will be the inspirational piece or the aspirational piece about what do you see for the community, right? Good ideas are just on the long side of bad ideas, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you can listen to Michael Jordan's story and, you know, it's success after a lot of failure, right?
How many ways to not make a light bulb?
That's right. Is just increasing the probability of our success.
Thank you very much. JT Burnett, our guest today. Folks, that's our show. We're glad that you've been a part of it. We're glad that you're here every Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, bright and early, ready to bring you what Tallahassee is talking about. That's what we're all about. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.